Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the great Broadway musical success, Sonny, starring Gordon McRae and his guest star, Virginia Haskins. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another memorable musical is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. Now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, sir, tonight we'll be singing you one of Broadway's greatest hits by Jerome Kern, Otto Harbach, and Oscar Hammerstein II. The curtain's going up on Sonny.
Say, do you remember the one girl in your life who seems like someone you'd met in a dream? Well, that's the kind of girl Sonny was. Too beautiful to be real. A dazzling creature riding atop a snow-white horse surrounded by the magic of the circus. Virginia Haskins plays the lovely Sonny. And I'm a guy named Tom Warren who dreams the dreams and watches the enchantment of the circus.
Remember, we stop in Southampton for one night only, and this is the night. See the half man, half woman, sit and listen as she talks to himself. And here we have one of our feature attractions, Go-Go the Midget.
Hey, wait a minute, that's no midget, he's 6 feet tall.
That's the idea, he's the biggest midget in the world.
Hey, Jim, why don't we go in? English circus ought to be worth a million laughs.
Do we have time?
Sure, we got a whole hour to kill before the boat sails.
Come on, you American lads, step right in. See Sonny, the most...
Wait a minute, did you say Sonny?
That's right, the greatest, the most beautiful bareback rider in the British Isles.
What's her last name?
Well, you see, I just happen to know because she's my daughter.
And is your name Peters?
Yeah, how did you know?
Sonny was with our outfit during the war, sang for us behind the lines, took care of us in the hospital.
Say, it'll be a surprise for Sonny to see you. She's crazy about you, American lad.
Tom here used to have quite a case on Sonny.
Oh, don't worry. I'm getting married the minute I hit New York.
Oh, you are, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, Sonny's going to marry the bloke who owns this circus. So you two will be safe from each other.
Say, won't it be great to see Sonny again? Remember her, fellows?
Dewey! Here you come a-running back into my memory's eye. Little playmate, once my game ain't in a day gone by.
Ragged dresses, tangled tresses, flying o'er the hill. Heaven bless us, you've no less a share of Jack and Jill. You funny little will-o-wisp.
Like the scratch her to a tea, silly little lispy
Sonny.
She has named her perfectly, she is bright and sunny.
Never comb your hair, Sonny. Leave the breezes there, Sonny. Let your stockings fall down for shocking. The town is all that you do. Smiling all the while, Tom. Boy, where'd you get your smile from? Boy, little sunny girl, be my honey girl. I'm for you.
Never comb your hair, sunny. Leave the breezes there, sunny.
Let your stockings fall down for shocking. The town is all that you do.
We know you're smiling all the while, Tom, boy.
Where'd you get your smile from?
Only
boy, little sunny girl, you're our honey girl.
Here she comes. Here's Sonny.
Hey, Sonny.
Gee, hello, fellas. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Tomboy.
You fellas have given me the surprise of my life. Where'd you all drop from?
Well, you see, our boat sails in a little while.
Oh.
So we thought we'd say hello and goodbye.
As fast as that?
Sonny.
What's the matter?
That flower in your hair.
Mm-hmm. A poppy. It's still my favorite flower.
Say, remember the seeds you gave me, Sonny? I planted them back home in my place, and they've spread over the whole country.
I told you they would.
Come on, the rest of you lads. These two want to be alone.
Okay, let's go, fellas.
I'll show you the sword swallower. Only this week, he's just eating pins and needles. He's on a diet.
Well, tell me about yourself, Sonny. What's happened since I saw you last?
Oh, lots and lots of things, Tom.
You still crazy about our old gang?
That'd be telling.
Uh-oh, that means there is someone, huh?
Does it?
Does he like you?
He doesn't even know I like him.
A fellow always knows when a girl likes him.
Are you sure of that?
When a girl's in love with someone, he must be indeed a dumb one if her secret he cannot unmask.
Then if I'm in love with someone, I must wait until there'll come one boy who'll know the answer when I
I know can never be true.
Seems as though I'll ever be blue.
Moon means your happiness.
Ooh, would I answer yes?
If I know.
I'm so surprised and glad that you even remembered me. It was awfully nice for you to come in and say hello.
Now I'm afraid I've got to say goodbye.
Here, take this poppy. Let it say hello to my poppy field in America.
Oh, thank you. Well, bye, Sonny.
Bye, Tom. Bye.
Americans sure left in a hurry. They run to catch a boat like they're running to catch a boat.
Oh, Pop.
Sonny, what's the matter?
Nothing, except...
You're in love with that American, that Tom.
Yes, Pop.
Oh, why did you try to forget him? He's going to marry a New York girl the minute he reaches the States.
And I'll never see him again.
And what's more, you've got Mr. Wendell Wendell.
Oh, I don't want to marry Mr. Wendell Wendell.
He wants to marry you.
I don't care if he does own the circus.
Why, he's everything a young girl dreams about. He's rich and he's, well, rich. And he's got a lot of money.
Oh, I've got too good a memory, Pop. I remember in the hospital in France when the fellows couldn't get to sleep at night. We'd sing to them. Like this. Do you love me? Do you mean it? Do you promise to love me always? Forever.
like a game, Pop. A bunch of us nurses would come into the wards and stand in the shadows and sing. The fellows would sing back, and it would echo down the hospital corridors. It was all make-believe. But, Pop, I wasn't make-believing. Do you love me? Do you mean it? Do you promise to love me always?
Forever and a day.
Forever. And ever. And not for a week or a day.
For loss of men, they love you now and then, but they all vanish when they hear the wedding bells playing.
So you must agree, it's going to be forever or never with me. That settles it, Pop. I just can't get along without Tom. I'm going to get on that ship.
With no ticket and no passport?
I'll be a stowaway.
Well, running this circus is no circus, so grab my arm, honey. We'll be a couple of stowaways.
Gee, my hair's all messed. I look just like a tomboy.
Seems to me that's the way your old gang likes you.
Well, here we go, Pop. This tomboy is going after her boy, Tom.
That's the spirit.
I never did give him the answer to this question. Who stole my heart away? Who makes me dream all day?
Dreams you know can never be true.
Seems as though I'll ever be blue.
Turn for the second act of Sunny in just a moment. You know, to most of us, there's a strong and compelling power in that sound. It stirs a strange restlessness in the blood. It speaks of steel rails that beckon us onward, luring us toward the magic that waits on the other side of the mountain, inviting us to see what lies around the next curve of track. That music pulses with the momentum of mighty locomotives, eating up the miles, hurtling across a vast majesty of mountain and plain, valley and desert, toward the towers of great cities, toward surf that booms with endless fascination on gold-lid sea sands. It speaks of states you know only as names in a geography book, of climates you've only dreamed about, of fascinating sights you've never seen before. Yes, all the storied wonders of America are translated into exciting reality by a railroad ticket. Your passport to two vacations in one. For when you travel by train, your vacation begins the moment your conductor sings out, "All aboard!" From then on, all the work of traveling is done for you. You eat, sleep, rest, and relax in solid comfort. And you arrive at your destination refreshed and ready to enjoy to the utmost the second part of your vacation. And that part of your vacation can be better than any you've ever enjoyed before. For you can travel faster and farther with less strain and fatigue than you could by automobile, and have more time and more energy to enjoy exciting places. Yes, this summer, escape from routine and enjoy the refreshing stimulation of a real vacation. of two vacations in one. This year, travel by train. Here is Act Two of the Lawrence and Lee version of Sonny, starring Gordon McRae as Tom Warren and his guest Virginia Haskins as Sonny.
Hey, boy! Don't go up that gangplank yet.
Pop! Sonny, what are you doing here?
Well, I just wanted to say goodnight to you again.
Oh, that was sweet of you, Sonny. How about a big hug?
Tom, you make the strong man at the circus look positively anemic. Oh, must you really go? I know I'll miss you so. Why did you let me grow so used to you?
It's hard to break away, my arms to take away. Say, can't you make a way to follow too? I'd simply gloat if that old boat should sail without me, dear.
Why don't you stay right here and leave it flat? I'll say goodnight until I hear the whistle blow.
And then I'll have to go, lickety scat.
I've got a better suggestion than that. Let's say goodnight till it's morning. Somehow I hate you to go.
Although the hour is late, you make it easy to wait.
Shadows are silently warning me.
Goodbye, Sonny.
We'll walk up a gangplank with you.
Yeah, I've always wanted to walk up a gangplank.
Well, you'll have to be fast about it, sir. The boat's about to sail.
Cast off!
Hey, Sonny, get off the gangplank.
All right.
You're getting off the wrong end.
Well, what do you know? Stowaways.
Does this ship have to reach New York tomorrow? Couldn't we manage to get lost and just keep sailing?
Oh, geez, Sonny. When we land, I'm afraid they'll just take you and your father off at Ellis Island and put you on the next ship heading back.
Oh, well, don't worry about me. Tomorrow you'll be seeing the girl you're going to marry. What's her name?
Marcia.
I figured it would be something gooky like Marcia.
What's the name of that fellow who's in love with you? The one who owns a circus?
Oh, him. Mr. Wendell Wendell.
Figured it'd be something gooky like Wendell Wendell.
Well, I don't know about that. Mr. Wendell Wendell is very,
Mr. Wendell Wendell is very, very...
Well, he is.
Say, maybe we ought to introduce Marcia to Wendell Wendell, huh?
I'm afraid they'd be like the two unhappy bluebirds. Remember them, Tom, in the hospital garden?
Oh, I sure do. Well, they were the bluest bluebirds I've ever seen.
Two little bluebirds love two other bluebirds, but those two untrue birds have flown.
High in the tree, this lovely pair, taking the air, try not to care.
Ooh,
sister and brother, but somehow they seem all alone. They miss the two birds who've been untrue. That's why these bluebirds are blue.
Two little bluebirds love two other bluebirds, but those two untrue birds have flown.
High in the treetops, this lovely pair take in the air, try not to care.
Like sister and brother, but somehow they seem all alone.
They miss the two birds who've been untrue. That's why these bluebirds are true.
Birds have nothing on me. Well, good night, Tom. I'll wave goodbye from Ellis Island.
Sonny, I... Sonny.
Hello there, Tom.
Oh, hi, Pop.
You look pretty despondent.
I don't know what's the matter. Tomorrow I'll be seeing the girl I'm going to marry, and I ought to be happy, but I feel miserable.
You know, Sonny feels the same way.
She does?
She wanted to get a look at that poppy field of yours. But the captain says she can't even get off the ship. Unless...
Unless what?
Unless she marries somebody, some American on board. Then he could take his wife into the country.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I just happen to know that Sonny is very much in love with a certain American right on this ship. Though I won't mention any names.
Who? Who does she love?
Why don't you ask Sonny?
Oh, he certainly will. He must be a stupid guy. Doesn't even know when he's lucky.
That's the idea. Find the guy and ball the britches off of him.
By golly, I will. Sonny, where are you? Sonny!
What do you want, Tom?
Sonny, there's something I want to ask you. A very important question.
Who stole your heart away? Who makes you dream all day? Dreams you know can never be true. Seems as though you'll ever be blue. Oh, who means your happiness? Who would you answer yes to?
Well, you ought to guess who. No one but you.
Me? I thought we were just pals.
Well, there's no law against pals falling in love.
Tom, Warren, what a stoop. Oh, Sonny. Sonny, will you marry me? Well, we'll get the captain to do it. And then you can come to see my poppy field.
First, there's one question I've got to ask you.
Oh, go ahead.
Do you love me?
I do.
Do you mean it?
I do.
Do you promise to love me always?
I'll love you forever. But they vanish when they hear wedding bells play.
So you ask for me, it's going to be forever and ever.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Virginia Haskins will be back in just a moment. And our thanks, too, to Earl Ross, Peter Prowse, and all the other members of our cast. Sonny, with book and lyrics by Otto Harbach and Oscar Hammerstein II, and music by Jerome Kern, was dramatized for The Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. Marvin?
Imagine enjoying two vacations this year instead of the usual one. Yet that's exactly what you can do if you travel by train. For your train trip itself is a real and exciting vacation. All the work, all the driving is done for you. You sit back in air-conditioned comfort and enjoy the scenery and the facilities of a fine hotel on wheels. You travel swiftly and safely and arrive at the vacation land of your choice, refreshed and relaxed, ready to have the time of your life. Yes, this summer, let your vacation begin the minute you step on the train. You'll have twice as much fun that way. The Railroad Way.
Thank you, Marvin. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here again is lovely Virginia Haskins.
Thank you, Gordon. It was great fun being on the Railroad Hour with you.
Now, let me tell you, you were a real sunshiny sunny. Mm-hmm. You know, Virginia, you made it feel like spring from coast to coast.
Well, the weatherman helped. Going to be fair and warmer next week, Gordon?
Well, no matter what your weatherman says about next Monday, Virginia, I promise that you'll have a thing called Spring Is Here.
Rodgers and Hart.
Yeah, all those great tunes, and Anna Mary Dickey, who made such a wonderful hit in the Broadway cast of Allegro, is paying us a return call.
I'll bet you'll be singing, With a Song in My Heart.
Well, not quite as high as that. You can look for me down around E-flat.
I'll be listening. Good night, Gordon.
Good night, Virginia, and come back soon.
All aboard!
Well, dear friends, it looks as though we're ready to pull out, and so until next week, and spring is here, this is Gordon McRae saying goodbye.
Sonny has been presented by special arrangement with the Tams Whitmark Music Library. Gordon McRae will soon be seen starring in Warner Brothers' About Face. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroads. Now keep tuned to your Monday night of music on NBC.
Now, the voice of Firestone brings you Thomas L. Thomas on NBC.